Mishnah and Ayin Dalet says, Machlekes brings Machlekes from Meir and the Chachamim in the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Rishon says, Ashechet Zvei Motzah Ben Shmoyin Achai, Oy Meis, Oy Ben Tisha Meis, Kor Motzah Zdama. So over there, everyone's masking that if it's Ben Shmoyin Achai, Oy Meis, Oy Ben Tisha Meis, it's Mutter and the Chilav is Mutter. Only the Dam is us. Motzah Ben Tes Chai, so then it's Machlekes from Meir and the Chachamim. Tone Shchita, Rameir holds v'chai b'yosef v'zinat in Rameir v'chomor m'shchitas ima metaharosa. So Rashi in the Mishnah says in Ben Ches, he says koyro she'ain tzarech shchita u'moide Rameir b'hud yisrabu m'koba b'hem t'chelu d'lav chadoshim ikav lav avir ikav hilkach lav b'hemu. So Rashi is pretty clear that the time of Rameir is lav chadoshim ikav. It means that it's not a practical b'hemu like he says. And lav b'hemu Tzarchin, what he means, Lavavira Ika, from Shem Shtel. Actually, it's Lav Kadoshim Ika, Lavavira Ika, so it's Lav Behemahu. Then Rashi says, when it hits to a Bentes, Ton Shchita, De Kadoshim Garmi, Lashav Yabahima, Bampi Nafsha. That Rameir holds that it is a Behema. I mean, that you do have Kadoshim. He doesn't speak out if you have avira or not. So Shash Talzach of them, Rabbi Hirschman told me that Rabbi Aaron said it's a good to learn the Shash. What is this? Shtalzach good. I think that means he doesn't like his var, but he likes his shtal. So Rabbi Hirschman says tapa. But the Rabbi Aaron said Shtalzach good. Okay, so the shtal of the Rashash is over here that. Chadoshim Garmi, L'shavim, why didn't he say Avira? I don't have those Valdi Gemara, so I don't know what it says in there. But over here, Rashi says, L'shav Yibahema, L'chadoshim Garmi doesn't say Avira. Al-Kopan and Rashi later, on Amud Beis does bring an Avira in Rameir. Okay, that's a good Ara. Rashi later does, in Rameir, seem to say something about Avira. So Chadoshim Avira Garmi, this part of their shashishtel. V'lo yisrab m'kol b'abayim ha-tochelu. U'le rabbanon chadashim v'le d'garmi d'rabbon amarbu l'le terim m'kol b'abayim ha-tochelu. So the end of Rashi, first of all, so Rashi sounds like he's saying that the machlokes between a mer and the chachamim is b'negia chadashim and or chadashim and avira, and even though you use the lashon leida, we'll see. But it seems like he's saying that that's the machlokes. So says you read the Rashi in the Mishnah, the way you would learn is that the machlokes between the Meir and the Chachamim is b'negeya. Is it called the behema or not? Basically, and it's Rabboi mikol b'bei metochelu. The Rashi a little bit shver also dir rabbanon marbulei leheter mikol b'bei metochelu. L'chora is what's the nesinas tam on that? Meaning l'chora it's not a nesinas tam. The point is since everyone agrees on it's not a behema, the big kol behema tochelu. That's what Rashi said in the beginning of the Mishnah. So it may be the dirabbanan marbul eter is a shtukel shver. Rashi, what's the nesinas tam? It's mashma like there's a nesinas tam over here. But al kopanim, Rashi's mashma that the nekuda of the machloikas is it a behema? Is it not a behema? It's pretty clear in Rashi. That seems to be the machloikas. And it boils down to is Chadoshim Garmi or Yuni Chadoshim and Avira of some sort. Okay. Now, this would continue in the Rashi when Rashi brings down that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yishiya says that the machlokes between Rameir and the Chum by Ben Teschai is Negiat Techelev also. So you could have said, maybe happens to be Negiat Techelev because according to Rameir, there's no heter on the behemah, so obviously there's no heter on the chelav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's shchita on the behemah, and it's matir the behemah, it's also matir the chelav. But Rashi says, no, the lishitasa is in this point. Rashi says, v'halak Rameir lishitasa demashvi le behemah linin shchita. So says, and that's why the chelav is also. Mashvi in Rabbi Yehuda, it's not mashvi le behemah linin shchita, that's why the chelav is motor. So, it would be mashal from Rashi that is the ikur machlokes here. Is it behema? Is it not behema? So the big problem with this is that you come to the Gemara all the way later, and I inhale it out, and you have machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and two lashonis in Birchan Shlagish. We pass on to the second lashon. What's the second lashon Birchan Shlagish? Zok the Gemara, Machlok Zibirchan Shlagish is what happens if you're Kipli Yehecha the Hoshet Yodai Lemei Behemah Vatolash Chaylev Shal Ben Teschai. So what happens if you take out the Chaylev of a Ben Teschai? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chelva Kechelev Behemah. It's Aser, because Chadoshim Garmi. Shimon Lagish says, Chelva Kechelev Chaya Chadoshim Vavira Garmi. So all of a sudden it sounds like the Lashon Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are goofing arguing the Machlokes, what Rashi called was the Machlokes of Man the Chacham in the Mishnah. They're saying this, whatever were Man and Chacham were arguing in the Mishnah, all of a sudden became now Machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the Gemara. Okay, so Taka, maybe the Rambam holds, maybe the Rishonim don't say like that. But the Rishonim learn up that Rashi's not saying like that. And Rashi says not like that, because Rashi says, Avada, whatever Birchan meant to say, is even in Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Zok to Rashi, because Rabbi Yehuda's maskim, V'kim d'kolo chadosh, Zok to Rashi, U'miyuk yishav t'olim o'shari le Rabbi Yehuda mikol b'vayim ha'techelu. So it's Rav Sinegro over here, because all of a sudden it sounds like now Rashi in this Ikadamri jumped ship on the whole sugya, and basically said, he's saying a whole new beer in the whole machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir, that really avadis a behema. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even the Chacham would be chadashim garmi, and avada it is a behema, and avada the chelov is aser, and the whole nafkamina is they happen to argue if this kolba behema techelov on a bentes. We don't know why. We have no reason to know how. What that machlokes is based on, and it happens to be a separate machlokes if shchitas behema works on a bentes, and we're not given an explanation on what that machlokes is, and if shchita works, avada is matir lechelov. It's very shver, like what happened over here, that all of a sudden. Is this a different mahalach? And Rashi is now, everything said in the Mishnah is only not in the Lashon, even though the Pasuk like that Lashon. So how do you shtim, basically, but that in the Mishnah's mashma, the machlokes of the Chachamim is if it's behema or not, and later on it's mashma, even according to the Chachamim, it's a behema, legabe chelev, and Narvas is a new heter called behema techelu. How do you shtim those two? What's the Seder Adavar in this Gemara, according to Rashi? So, and also all the dukim that we mentioned, maybe we can be masver a little bit, the dukim in the Gemara. So, in order to be masver this, okay, I'll be makdim one other thing, is, it's like a, maybe I'll get back. Okay. So, there's a, the Gemara here, and Rashi quoted it, and the Marsha quotes the Gemara later on Sadi Beis. The Marsha quotes the Rashi over there. There's three Gemaras in Perek Gid Anasha that discuss the inyan of Chelev and Gid Anasha b'negeya Isser Chalal Isser. So the Gemara, just the easiest Gemara, is the Gemara on the first Gemara in Gid Anasha. The Mishnah over there says that Gid Anasha is noyeg by Mugdashim. So frekt the Gemara Pshita, Zok the Gemara, the Chiddush that Gid Anasha is noyeg by Mugdashim, is talking that we're going in the Manda Amr that an Uber is already Kaddish. So it's already Kaddish. And the Shaila is, do you say Isser Chal Isser? Can the Gid Anasha be Chal on the Hekdish? Because Hekdish is Chal already by Me'e Imoy. So the Gemara ends up basically saying it's Toloi in the machlokes that we have, if Gid Anasha is noyig bishlil, this machlokes in the Mishnah there is Gid Anasha noyig bishlil. According to Rabbi Meir, that there is an Isser Gid Anasha bishlil. So since according to Rabbi Meir, there's an Isser Gid Anasha on an Uber, so Mamela, the Isser Gid Anasha and the Isser Hektish Chal at the same time. But according to the Chacham, there's no Isser Gid Anasha on an Uber, so Mamela, the Isser Gid Anasha is Chal later. And Hector's Chal first, so Isser Gid Anasha is not Chal. That's the Gemara. Frek, Taisa Kasha, what in the world does this have to do with the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Taisa quotes Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Fartika Behema, already inside the mother. And the Mela, there's an Isser already inside the mother, even according to the Chachamim of Gid and of Chalev. Narvos, there's a Chiddush. If you shecht it, it happens to be, it will be Motor. So Avad lagavi iser chal al iser, avad ad iser chelev, even according to the Chachamim, the iser gid is chal before. So how can the Gemara say, according to the Chachamim, there's no iser chal al iser? As I frak, Toys is a kasha, he has no teretz. Toys has no teretz to this kasha, this is Toys kasha. Rashi, not seem to be bothered by the Gemara, by the kasha, he just says it out, he says, Lashmin dabar zeh, shishma'anu tchila, noyeg b'shlil, lavdi v'yakol, el machloikes shivu derabonu. He doesn't explain, but that's the Gemara's kasha. So Tosis has shver this Gemara. Okay? Whoever I was able to tell, like, to look at it, I don't want to bring, like, random things. But that's the Gemara, that's Tosis Kasha. L'chora, l'gabe Yisra Chal Yisra, doesn't make sense, because even according to the Chachamim, l'chora it's Chal already, which is the way you would learn. It's Talash, the Yisra Chal of Chal. So Mamela, it's Chal already, even Mechaim, even inside, according, there's no Machalik about that. You have another Gemara, that's by Gidonasha. You have another Gemara, the same thing, by Chalev. And Daf Kuv Gimel, the last Gemara in Gidonasha. This is the first Gemara, this is the last Amud Gidonasha. Per Kuv Gimel. The Gemara over there talks about Chalev of a Trefa. And it's talking about a Trefa that became a Trefa right the minute it was born. So the Gemara says you can be Chayiv Shtayim, because it's Chal at the same time. So the Gemara, it's only Chal at the same time, according to the Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chachami, because inside there was no Chalev. But according to Ahmed, that there was chalev inside, that the chalev was chal first, and the treif is chal later. So Tais asks the same kasha. What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan says that the chalev inside is asar, even according to the Chachamim. So what do you mean? Ein iser chal iser. According to the Chachamim, it's not chal iser chalev. It is chal iser chalev. It just happens to be there's a heter kol b'vayim to chalev. Rashi over there on that Gemara Kuv Gimel, Rashi over there says. Kirabi Ami, Kishino the Chal Isser Chalev. The Chalev Hashlil Mutter, the Ksiv Koba Vayim to Chalev, Vermin Olavis of Lad. Rashi says, since it says Koba Vayim to Chalev, so Mamila, it's not Chal Isser Chalev until later. That's why it's not Chal Isser Chalev until later. Rashi Bael says, that's why it's Matar Isser Chalev, even if it is Chal. Rashi over here on Daf Ein Daled. See, he's not going like a Biyachanan. This member is a Biyachanan. It's Manami, Amr Bevo, Amr Biyachanan. It's what's Rashi saying over there? This is Tois Kasha in both places. Now, I want to give a hezber over here. I'll be makdim also. There's a Rashba. The Rashba on Daf Peites answers this stira, answers this question. Comes from like a Lomdisha Rashba. He answers this question. It's good you say. That L'chayra, the Chalev is, the Yisra Chalev is Chal Kuli Alma. So why should it make a difference? It's got to be Yisra Chal Isser. The Chalev is Chal Mechaim, Kuli Alma. So you should say, and it's a Chal Isser on the Chalev, even according to the Rabbana. So the Rashba has the Yisoid. The Rashba says, you're right, but since the Chalev could become Mutter, if you were checked, so an iser that could become mutter is not ma'akev, a different iser from being chal on it. You saw it in iser chal al iser. So the Rashba holds, it says that since this iser could become mutter, so memela, the iser that can't become mutter, I don't know, it's a noisaf hazah or whatever, so it's able to be chal on it. So I was told her right before Yisrael Chaltim on the staple asks a kash on this Rashba, the L'chora, he has kashas on it from Avram Menachai, Lavla Levarma Medes Bar's toilet, and Avram Menachai also going to become mutter. Why is Avram Menachai according to Mandamar Levarma Medes Yema Akiv Yisurim from Minchal? Every time the shechita is going to make it come off. According to the Rashba's Yisoid, Shver. So maybe we could answer that question. Huh? What? That's your teretz?
Yeah, that's not a
okay. And tell me all shekel. Okay. So there's a lot to talk about that. Okay. Now, the L'chaira, maybe we could say a mahala to answer this question in Rashi. To answer this question. And to answer maybe the bir adavar in the sugi over here. Now, the emes is that the Rishonim seem to say that there is some. The Rishonim, I mean to say, is the Rosh says, and it seems like the Chiddushi Aran says, that there's a shtickle, like magic, going on in this sugya. Taka, here we see a big giloy that shchitas ha'em al tkol babay metachelu, shchitas ha'em is able to be matir nu isurim. According to the Ran, he says that's gufa the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Sounds like from him, the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is gufa. What is the pasuk we learn it out from? Is it al tkol babay metachelu, or is it behemah babayim, like we had that whole shmooze before? So that's gufa the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If it's called by behema, so it can't be matir a real behema. It can't be matir isurim. That's what Reish Lakish holds. And if Rabbi Yochanan holds, it could be matir even isurim. So maybe it could be matir chelav. That's the Chiddush Aran seems to say. And Ad Kedekak, but the Chiddush Aran asks that why isn't the matir the dam? And he says not matir the dam because it's only matir achila not shtiyah. That's the Chiddush Aran. The Rosh seems to say a similar thing also. The Rishonim are saying that there's this concept that from Kol Bavei Metachelu, Shechita's Mater, Shari, other Yisurim that are not related to Shechita. Whatever that means exactly. It would seem that Rashi does not want to say it like that, because there's Rashi in the whole Sugya. He's not trying to say it. He wants to say that if the Chelev is Mutter, it's because it's not Chelev. It's not Chalan, it's a Chelev, because it's not Chalah Behema, and it's Tuffle to the Aim, and it's not Chalah Shem Behema on it, so it's not called Shor Chesev Eiz. And Mimela, it's not called Shar. It's not called Chalev. The Shaila, if do you have to have a Bezundra Shem?
No,
but say his agenda, his goal in trying to is to say is that it's not Chalev, and that's until that last Rashi in the first Lashon for sure was saying like that. That he's saying is that
there's no
Shechita
in that Sugya.
Well, yeah, but he's saying it's not Chalev. Rashi brings a whole drasha to say the Chalev Shlil is Mutter. But the point is that it sounds like he's saying is that that's where the Ran's coming from. That it's not Chalev, and that's why it's Mutter. But if it would be Chalev, it's a big chiddush to say that it'll be Mutter. So the vote would be like this. I think this is when the Rishonim on Daf Tzadi Beis, and we'll see inside, our Maz Bir Shittas Rashi. The word is like this. That La'olam, really, there's the idea of Kol Bavei Metachelu in Rashi, the Ikur Yisoid of the Drasha is that we make that the Behema, what's inside, is Tuffle to the Aim. And being Tuffle to the Aim, we look at it just like a Chelik of the Aim, and it's just it's tuffel. Its whole chias is totally in the aim, and it's tuffel to the aim. So really, that's how the shechitas aim is moil to be matir the uber, and the uber we done it like basar, like a chiluk of the aim, and it's like basar. Really, there's no chilukim, and it doesn't have a bezunder Hashem behema. Really, it's not chalan at the isurim of chiluk. And memela the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Chachamim is azel letaimayu. Is Rav Oishia says it's l'taymayu. Rashi says the mayor is mashri le'behema. I mean, since it's a behema, so memela it's an independent behema. It doesn't can't become tuffle to the mother at that point. And memela it doesn't it has an egg and a shechita. And memela huadin it has it in esr chelav. According to the chachamim, it's not behema. It's not called a behema. And memela it's not independent from the mother. It's just nido in a chelik of the mother. Memela it's niter and a shechita and huadin. Nafkamina from that is that the chelav doesn't have a shem chelav. That's where Rashi is mashma in the Mishnah and in the Gemara that is the yesoid of the drush of kol bavei metachelav. There's another noise is that and that's what Rashi meant in the Mishnah that according to the Meir chadoshim garmi l'shavi b'em b'abri hafsha according to the chachamim you need chadoshim v'leida. But la'olam, there's another noise, which is this is all the chiddush of kol bavei metachelu is that you could dan the behema as tuffle to the mother, and that's a chiddush in shechita. Legabi shechita you dan it as tuffle to the mother, and that's the noise in the sugya. Legabi shechita you do, legabi achila you do, legabi revia do you or don't you? There's a question of legabi what do you and legabi what don't you dan it as a shem behema. But the shaila is it called a behema? The Gemara in Ayin Hey is a new noise. The Gemara in Ayin Hey Machlokes Rebbe Nachman Shlakish is when we want to analyze the development of this Uber independently, is this thing be'etzim, when we would zone in on the Uber by itself, is this thing a behema? Is this thing a behema? So new machlokes. Rish Lakish holds that it's not a behema. Behemas become behemas when they're born. This is not a behema. Rabbi Yochanan says that Chadashim Garmi, the Seist, Chadashim Garmi to call it a behema. But this is not the same Chadashim Garmi of Rameir's Chadashim Garmi. The Seist. This is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in a vacuum. If we could zone in on this Uber and say, is this called a behema? Is it not called a behema? This is Machlokes. When does it, in development stage, when does it become a behema? It becomes a behema when it's born, it becomes a behema with chadashim. So Memela, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's chadashim already, and Memela, it's called a behema and it's chaylev is chaylev, and Rish Lakish holds, no, it's only when it's born. But that now, that's all independently, how you want it, when you zone in on the Uber, what is it? What is this thing? The Machlokes Rami and the Chachamim is a different Machlokes. Now you want to say, is there a din that we can make this thing, which maybe is called a behema, but can we make it tafel to the mother? Legabi shechita, there's a new chiddush that Kol Bavayimah Teichelu takes and says that whatever's inside the mother, even if it has a shem behema, could become tafel to the mother. The machlekes Rami and the Chachamim is, can you take a fartiga behema and make that also tafel to the mother? Rami Meir says, once it's a fartiga behema, then it's a fartiga behema and you can't make it tafel to the mother. Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim hold, even that you could become tafel to the mother. But this thing now has a dual thing. Legabe shchita, when you're dining in shchita, the shchita takes place on the Torah says, Kol Bavayimah Teichelu, everything in there is tafel to the mother. We don everything as part of the mother. When you want to don on the Uber by itself in a vacuum, you could say maybe it is a behema. That's chadasha. So what would come out of Murdik in the Diktuk HaLoshen, when it's Rashi says ton shchita, the chadashim garmi l'shavya behema ba'an peinafsha. That's the whole noise. Is a behema bampi nafsha? Is it not a behema bampi nafsha? This thing is ampi nafsha. You can't be making it tafel to the aim. That was the noise. Is it chadashim garmi to make it bampi nafsha even tough, not tafel to the aim? That's not the chadashim garmi of Rabbi Yochanan. Chadashim garmi of Rabbi Yochanan is it a behema bechlal? But it's still not bampi nafsha because there's still kol behema techilu. Zok Rashi, v'lo yisur bami kol behema techilu. Ulu rabbanon chadashim v'leida garmi. This leida, he's saying dafka leida. He's not saying avira. Avira means something else in the sugya. Saying over here, like we had by Leida Leivarim, concept of Leida is how much does it, when does the Uber become independent from the mother? That's the musig of Leida. The Chadashim V'Leida of the Rabbanan is a new idea that in order to become Ba'ampi Nafsha, it needs a Leida. And the Rabbanan Marbul, the Leiterim, Kol Ba'ampi Tochelun, is Sigi and Nesinas Tam for that. The Nesinas Tam, why? That you need a Leida to pull it away is because Kol Ba'behema includes even a Fartiga Behema. If it didn't have a Leida, then it doesn't become independent from the mother, Lagabi Shchita. So, Mila, the Machlekes Avada, the Mahalach HaWarmata, the Chaylev, is not Stamanu Gzeres HaKasav. When you Shech the mother, all of a sudden you start being Mater Yisurim. Rashi's learning, no, the way you're Mater the Chaylev is because it's Takanat Behema Lagabi this. And that was the Shailen Legumar. It's not Legabe Yevim Rechai, Legabe Shchita. What about Legabe Chelev and Dam? Someone says Legabe Achil. All Legabe, anything Legabe Achila, we don't down it as an independent Behema. And that's the Chiddush. So Memel, the Chelev never developed into a Chelev. Comes the Gemara 9A. And Rabbi Yochanan has a Chiddush. When you're Toilish the Chelev now, and you brought it out, now you're donning that the Chelev Taka has, you're able, this is a Hechatimsa. How are you able to zone in on what's the din of the Uber by itself? Because this thing is never going to be part of the animal, Lagabi Shchita. So now you want to know, this Chelev, where did it come from? It came from something which has a Teres Behema to it. Now, if you come Shecht it, then it's going to become Tafel. But Lamaisa, right now, this Chelev is Nitlash, is out. Once this Chelev is out, this is a way of donning the Chelev independently. Memela, you're donning, what's the status of the Behema independently of the mother? When you're donning, what is the Behema? The Uber is a Behema already. When Rashi says, "Miu kishachta leimai shari leRabbi Yehuda mekol ba'ema techelu," that means it's kol ba'ema techelu says that it's tafel to the mother once you shecht it, and Mamela it's not chelav. Not bezunder a site to go ahead there. So the Mamela, if you go like this, so shteit in kol ba'ema techelu, that it's not a way to be matir lechela, but shtein kol ba'behema techila, that there's an oifen of how to take this behema and make it tuffle to the mother. So memela really comes out that what's negeya to enes achal aliser could be that this is the teretz to Rashi, that Rashi held the legabi iser achal aliser, since the lemaisa calls the man that it's inside. You're right. Theoretically, if you would pull it out, theoretically, if you pull it out, then you're donning the uber by itself. But Kozman, it's not pulled out, and it's inside. Since Kol Ba'Behema Tzachelu says, now we're looking at it Lagabi, the mother's din. Kol Ba'Behema says, not just has a heter to it, but Kol Ba'Behema says, right now it's toppled to the mother. Mamil Yisrachelu is not chal, because we don't see it as independent until you pull it out, until it's born. So Mamil Yisrachelu is not chal farting that we can look at it by itself until it's born. So Mamila, like even like Rabbi Yochanan, the Toilish is Aser, but inside its mutter, legabe in iser chalis, or mele iser chalis is only the iser is only chal when it's yoytze. Mele iser gid and iser chelav are only going to be chal when it comes out. Zitzik losh and Rashi, and Sadi Beis would come out good also. He says that kivin la mishter b'shita simay lav shlil hu the liquid bekova b'matochelu. Since it's not a shlil anymore, it's not called a shlil. It's already behemah mampi nafsha. There's no oifen how to don it as shlil. It's already called behemah mampi nafsha. The middle of the chelav is chal fartik. Mashenkin, if we do darshan kol behemah tochelu, it is considered shlil still, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, because the gabi the pasuk makes it that we don it that way. The Ramban, what? We go be pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan, even according to Rish Lakish. The what is it, Shlokish older? Yeah, Chadashim Gar, Chadashim Avira.
So, if it gets a Shechita, it comes out, why should it be still Mutter?
If it gets a Shechita, no, because then that's called Bavema Tochelu. That it was not Chala Fartik Hashem Behema.
But you tell me it is a Fartik Hashem
Behema. Right, but that's the Chiddush called Bavema Tochelu. Chiddush is, since it was Chala, I mean, that is the one when it comes out, it is a Behema, it got me Revia. Right? Because Chel Dam is included in the Pasuk that we done a Kibisra. It was Chal on it that was Bisra. That's really the Rishayim's Kash on Rameir, even. I mean, even.
When is the
Fatih Matir? It doesn't matter. It's Mashvit Tafel to the mother.
It's
din is that it's Tafel to the mother. No, so Mamil is Chal on it Fatih Hashem Basar. The whole thing is Chal on it Fatih Hashem Basar. It's Bisra Bidikula.
Why the Damas?
Damas because Dami Varm is also Asar. That's what she said.
So the chela.
No, there's no matter on dam. There's no matter on dam. It becomes baser. It becomes the chelik of the mother, and it's nidan that way. Everything legabe achila, it's chal on it that this was called baser. Only with the lady that's going to be pulled out to become an uber. The Ramban over there in Zadi Beis is lashon. Says V'hadam Rabbi Yochanan Berek Behemah Makasha Chelbo Kechelav Behemah Chadoshim Garmi B'shaloi Shachat Esimai K'de Itmar B'gmar K'goin Shehoichet Yod L'me'i Behemah V'tala Shchelav B'im Ben Tetzchai Ah Ava Shachta Mutter. Even though if you pull it out it's also, if you Shachta it's Mutter Mipnei Shereba Oysar Kosov. Why? It's chadashim garmi when you're done it. Honey, me the Rachman on the beim makom ashbeim atachelu. Alma ain iser chelav ad sheyetsi lavir oilam. Really, there's no iser chelav until it goes out, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Mipnei sheino noig b'shlil, because it's not noig b'shlil. V'afilu beventesha. V'av b'shem Rabbi Yochanan chadashim garmi kiven shem shachat es imoi. Chelva shall shlil mutter. B'shosh yatzi lava ilam hu shechal alav ha'isa chelav. Shebe'me'e'imoy ein echal alav de'lav le'mitlash minei u'meichel b'loy shechitas imoy koi. It means that we don't dan that chelik of it of le'mitlash minei koi. So if you will be toilish, then okay, you created that. But kozman it's inside, we dan it l'gabi the mother. It has in it that it's fartik, that if you could be toilish or if you did a way to dan it independently, but that's not the way we view it. Not oimid for that kipshutai. So just thinking, if you go through the also even in the lashonis of the Rashba, they had a question that the Rish Lakish asks a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Yochanan brings a riot to himself. However you go, the Rish Yosef says it could have been on both Lashemis. that he brings a raya that Lachar the Gemara, the Torah says that shalil of a carbon you don't put on the mizbeach is not called chaylev. Chaylev shalil you don't put on. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bishlam le'didid amin achadoshim garmi." I understand why the Torah has to tell me not to put on the chaylev. According to Rish Lakish, why does the Torah have to say not to put on the chaylev? It's not chaylev anyway. So Frecht, the Marsha brings, the Rashba asks, the Lachar, here we're talking about after Shechita. Since we're talking about after Shechita, so Lachar, Rabbi Yochanan, after Shechita agrees that it's mutter. So Rabbi Yochanan agrees that it's mutter after Shechita, so then what's Rabbi Yochanan's big cry from over there? He's not talking about after Shechita, he's talking about before Shechita. That's the Rashba's kasha. So I was wondering, what's Akasha? I mean, if you learn that the Shechita is just a matir on it, so it's matir, it's very nice. But Lemaisa, it's chaylev. Legabi, what it's not mutter for, it's not mutter. So it's mutter dika chaylev. But Legabi Akrova, who says that's be also dika chaylev? Then it gets a shame chaylev chaya. Why is it getting a different shame? What's his kasha exactly? So I'm not sure what the kasha is. His teretz may have something to do with maybe kipshut. It sounds like that, but it's a shver kasha. What would you want? In general, in the Rashba, like we said before, the Rashba has this yisur in Issachalisa. But really, the Rashba on Daf Tzadi Beis, which is that Rashba that the Marsha quotes, if you read that whole paragraph of the Rashba, it sounds very much like we're saying now. That really, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Issur Chaylev is not Chal yet. His Loshen is, he says, pretty beferish, Dar Rabbi Yochanan Gufei, Hu Darmer Lakamon. Bishili Pirkin, Kigoin, Shinitrafa Imitsias Ruba, that Gemara, that Chaylev is only Chal later, and it's Rabbi Yochanan himself. The Isser Chaylev, the Isser Aver, Badi Adadi Kosu. Amalur Rabbi Yochanan himself, that holds if you're Toilish, it's Osir, but Amalur Rabbi Yochanan himself, Isser Chaylev, Loi Chal Achi Yotalav Yoilam, Afilu Beventisha. Bahadam Rabbeish Pirkin, because Savar Noig Bishl. It means that Gemara. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. So he himself says that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the Isser Chaylev is only Chal later. So if he agrees that the Isser Chaylev is only Chal later, what did he mean that, first of all, so what's Toilish happened? What happened over there? And also, so what did he mean before this Isser Eivor Menachai, since it has a heter to it, it's not Chal? I think maybe we could say the Rashba also agrees to this whole Yisoid that we're saying in Rashi. That the pshat is, this chaylev of the shlil has two ifanim to it. Has in it that it's a mutter dika chaylev, because on the one hand it's chaylev shlil, because it will be shechted, it's needed as a shlil, we don it as a chaylev shlil and it's mutter. On the other hand, as much as it's needed by itself, it's already called now chaylev of a behema. So it has two parts to it. So Mamela, there's two Eifanim had it done this chaylev. So since there's an Eifan had it done this chaylev is chaylev mutter, maybe that's what he means. Since if you'll shecht it, it will be gestempled as chaylev mutter, and it's not firetig necessarily as chaylev osir. So it's not that type of isser, which is, we don't really know what it is. It's on the one hand, it has a title of chaylev shlil. On the other hand, it's called chaylev uber. It depends what happens to it. If you'll be able to pull it out and don it by itself, it's called chaylev uber. But if you call zman that there'll be a shechita, it's going to be called chaylev shlil now also. So maybe that's why there's no Issur Chal Issur. So maybe it's not Stam saying that you saw an Issur Chal Issur. He's saying really this var.
You're saying it's not us.
What?
Inside it's not us. It's
right, that's my point. But it has a Taurus Issur to it if you don it on its own. No, because in the end that's the Issur that happened. In the end it was born. So in the end when it's born, that Issur that it has now really was on it before. But since it didn't have to be born because it had a Taurus Shlul to it, so maybe that's a svar in Issur Chalis, that's not ma'ak of the other Issur from Minchal. That could be a svar. So if you say like that, then the Rashba's kasha was very moved on what he meant to ask. When he meant to ask that, what was Rabbi Yochanan's right? You shechted it. If you shechted it, it was Chal Chalav Shlul right away. Even he agrees that it's not Chalav. So you don't put it on the Mizbeach. That's why the Rashba had this kasha on Rashi. Don't understand. How if you shechted it, why do you need a pasuk even according to Rabbi Yochanan? It's not just a heter on it. It was never chal chaylev. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not chal chaylev. So what do you need a pasuk for that? It says teretz is, it's only l'gabi achil, l'gabi other things, this whole thing shpaltzach. So this is teretz. Vice of the Chidushi Aran, and the Chidushi Aran, and Tosfos, they talk are going more the other way. Maybe this Tosfos would do it like that, and other Tosfos that really we're not coming to Mevatel L'Shem Behema. We're really coming to say that there's a Bezunder Heter Chal over here. And that's, the Chidush Yaran is busy with this on Lagabi Yisra Chal Isser, over the last Chidush Yaran in Perek Giranosha, also deals with this, and he answers more simple quite Teretz. So it could be this would be the Mahalach. In Rashi, maybe the Rashba, maybe the Ramban, in why, really, La'olam, it's not too sugyos. Now, just to fear ice, maybe one thing is that, and again, I'm saying is the Rosh and Tosfos seem to go not like that, and they seem to go that it's really much more of a straight hatter. So now, just to add to this point, to add to what we're saying, maybe just in the Dikdukim over here, I don't have a full teretz. But when Rashi says on Amud Beis, Rashi says, "Amar v'lo Amar Boishe Lahochu Bela Iske Shchita Bavar." And the Gemara thought, "Well, the Mutei Chelva V'Gidoy." So Rashi, the Kivan de Matzu Chai, Chadoshim V'Avir Agarmi Less or Chelva V'Gidoy. So Rashi is saying that you can have a teres avira after it's shechted. Interesting. And Rashi also later, even in Remeir, when it's saying Alchul Shitase, Rashi says the Kasav Chadashim Vavir Agarmi, Mavavi Shenishchata Ima Voitziu. So first of all, it's interesting that it should be called Avira. And second of all, Rashi in the Mishnah said no, like that was Rashi Hashestel. Rashi said in Remeir you don't need Avira, you need Chadashim. So the could be that the pshat is the taka two separate noisim, like we're saying. Over here, down here, Rashi is talking, how does it become a bein nafsha? Bein nafsha, according to Rami, already becomes true with chadashim, and according to the chamin, chadashim v'leida. It's leida, it's something else. And that's the machoikis Rami and the chacham. Chadashim by itself makes a bein nafsha, chadashim v'leida. This avir that we're talking about over here, is just more a kiyum of the chadashim. Chadashim means that the thing became independent, there was a shlemus in the zachalim. If that shlemus ends up coming out, so then we see that the chadashim made it into something. But it's really the chadashim the whole time. But when it's not that he's saying that you need chadashim related to become independent. Really, it's chadashim. But the chadashim, if it even inside, in other words, so it's not the same noise as before. Over here, we're handling legabi the chaylev itself. Legabi the chaylev itself, we're dining the behemah itself. We're not dining legabi what pulls it out from being the uber. So really, chadashim is garmi. But he's saying if you shecht it and now there's an avira over here, so a chadashim that never led to an avira is not chadashim. Has to be that it's bepoil in the world to don it independently. So it's bepoil over here, so it's bepoil over here, so male it's chal on a teres chaylev. And it's not adding to the shlemus of the thing itself. It's not like the leida of the chachamim, which makes it that that's being poil. It's really just a gilui in the chadosh, so it wouldn't be a steer necessarily to over here. But the point that we're trying to say in general is that according to Rashi, the chiddush of kol b'vayim atachelu, which is what Rashi keeps on saying, it's not just a matir, it's a way of dining that the uber is tafel to the mother, and the mela doesn't have a teres beim, and that's how we're matir. Chaylev, the Rosh and the Ran say beferish that no, it's a matir and chaylev, and tzuchara says shibal. Okay.